It's the coach, Joel Quenneville. Morning, Q. How are you?
Morning. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And I know you were pleased the other night because Corey Crawford continued. And by the way, everybody, just forget about that end of the last homestand where the Hawks played 75 games in three nights or whatever that stretch was. Crawford has been unbelievable all year, but I thought that third period barrage that he took was as good as he's been all season, if not in years.
Yeah, had a couple of really big scrambles around the net, several big saves in that sequence, and a big save in the last minute of the game. So he continues to do everything you want in the goalie and continues to improve his game as well. But I like how he wants the net, and it looks like he takes charge in the game. And whether it's handling the puck, rebound control, assertiveness, top of the crease, challenging, he just seems like he's really in tune and finding that puck.
How do you balance it as the head coach? Because you got a great goalie coach, and goalies are a special breed of crazy anyway. So how do you know when to talk to your goalie and when to leave him alone?
Good question. Usually, Jimmy does all the communicating with Crow or with Darryl's, and as the coach, you have your quarterly or your semi-annual meetings with each player, and get a little bit more personal in depth with the guy. But technically, I leave that to Jimmy. And the relationship and the rapport is, they visit after every game, before every game, and they review and they look forward to the upcoming shooters. And so I stay away. I know, like you said, they're temperamental in certain ways, and, they got their own union and for the right reasons. And so we know how to manage that, and the best way is basically let them do their thing and work well with their goalie coach. And I commend Jimmy and the job he's done, as well as his goaltenders.
There's no doubt about it. And like I said, I think Crawford is not even at his peak yet, and he's just playing unbelievably. Are all goalies more superstitious than defenders or guys up front?
I don't know if the word superstitious is the word. I think they're different in a lot of ways, their makeup, their focus. So you just kind of, let them go, and they get in their zone, and, just stay away from it and respect it. But every goalie's different. I have a lot of goalies that are like hockey players, but not too many are like that. They're a different breed, but doesn't make them any different as far as being special and what we need. Because the importance of that position is probably, it's like a quarterback in football. It's obviously the most important position in our game. And, a lot of times everybody focuses on the difference between winning and losing and goaltending. One save, one bad goal is a difference. So there is a lot of scrutiny in the business and there's a lot more pressure on the job. So we understand the whole mindset. And I think that, that's part of the reasoning.
I was talking to Tony Esposito this week about some of the best goalies in history. And, you played against and alongside and been around the game forever of some of the greatest guys to ever be in net. But because they're a special breed, who is, I'm going to put this politely, who's the quirkiest goalie you ever played with or against?
Boy, that's a great question. I'm going to talk about the goalies. I played with Mike Palmateer. He was a beauty in Toronto when I first was a rookie. I coached Patrick Waugh. He's, Patrick had his methods and his way of going about him. Mike Liut had his ways. And they're all quirky in their own way. Greg Millen, I played with them and coached a lot of goalies, and some of the best ever. They're all unique, and their quirkiness is, it's just the way they find a way to focus. And, sometimes you don't even exist being around them, but it's such a unique position, and the way they focus, give them that space. The quirkiest of them all. Oh, geez, got to be it. Patrick was a little different, but he was. You see him wired up on the bench there when he's coaching against you. And then as a goalie, his intensity was, it's a different level.
I would think Patrick Waugh would have been like, and you got to be old enough to appreciate the reference, I suppose, because this is even before my time and your time. But Bob Gibson is the guy that in baseball where everybody said you never wanted to go out and tell Gibby to give me the ball. It just seems like Patrick Waugh would be a guy that, on bad nights, he doesn't want to hear from you. And on good nights, he probably doesn't want to hear from you either.
Well, he was, Patrick, of all the players I've ever coached, I always put him at the top of the list as far as the most intelligent player he ever I've ever been around. And, you know, Patrick was very demanding from his teammates or his, the positioning of his defensemen or how we played certain situations.
Sure.
And so he would reinforce a lot of times your team game. But if you didn't like something, you know, everybody, you could sense it, feel it. You would get, it would be addressed. But it was as a coach, don't mind that because, we like accountability and we like getting things done the right way, and eventually you'll get it.
I know we're beyond it now, but it was, getting the 2-1 win was great, and the guys were rested and ready and maybe even a little more amped up because the captain wasn't on the ice. In my opinion, and I don't know where you are on this, but it just seems the NHL's got to change the rule for the All-Star game that if you're medically excused to be there, you can't suspend a guy. It just seems goofy.
Yeah, well, it's tough to argue when I remember with the Datsyuk or the Lidstrom or Ovechkin in the past or situations that these guys, it'd be impossible now to go back on a standard that was in place. It'd take something to override that, something across the board at the rules committee. I think everybody was happy with the All-Star game. I thought that was a good day, and I think we knew going into it, Johnny, you might have to miss a game, but we knew that Johnny needed time away. He needed to get better, and he's definitely progressed in a good way, and I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get going here tonight.
Coyotes, what do fans need to look for that are watching the game?
Well, they're a dangerous team. You know, they're coming off a disappointing loss at home, and they'll be excited about playing us. I love coming here because we get a lot of Blackhawk fans, just like we did the other day in Colorado. So it's fun when you see half the building at least, sometimes even more in your favor. We're fortunate in a lot of ways. The way the fans passionately follow our team or come to see us play, it's a boost. But we expect a competitive game. They're going to check well, and I think last time we were here, we got a great start, and we had to hold them off at the end. So, like the start, and let's play the same way throughout the game.
Senator John McCain is a semi-regular guest on the show here, and obviously senator from Arizona, and he goes, I love that logo. That logo for the Hawks is tremendous, but I'm so sick of being in Arizona and looking around, and half the building I'm looking at the Indian head. So he gets it, and you got just a great fan base there.
Yeah, he dropped the puck the other day. We're in town. I wonder if he'll be doing it tonight.
He may. Hey, one thing before we move on. The one-goal campaign, which has been so great for the Hawks, is tremendous. But if you go to the Chicago Blackhawks website now and chicagoblackhawks.com, there's the What's Your Goal piece of the action where you submit a video and you talk about your goal. And there have been millions of page views and literally thousands of videos have been sent in. And there's a new one that's there now with several of the guys, and they're all touching and they're all really cool, but you got to be proud of your guys. These are all 2016 superstar athletes, and it just seems that when the business side and the community side steps up and asks them to do something, they're always willing to go do it. I mean, I think it's tremendous.
Oh, it's a great organization, and it's another way for our players and our organization to reach out and touch some of our special fans that we have. And we have fans like no other team in the league, so we're fortunate in a lot of ways, and the relationship is tremendous, and it's another avenue, and the organization does a good job of connecting it as well.
It's What's Your Goal. You can check it out at chicagoblackhawks.com. All right, Coach, you got the Avs, and then you got Dallas in a little home-and-home over the next couple of weeks. Everybody wants to look ahead to the Stars. I know you're only playing them one game at a time, but I look forward to talking to you about taking those boys down as well.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Have fun out there.
You betcha.